All right, 7:55, and Mick is here from Montague Webworks. I told you he'd stop by. Hey, Mick.
You had your doubts. So much doubt.
No. I said, yeah, he's probably in the parking lot right now. He's going to be walking in here any moment now. And I was mentioning how you're on our 30% off store.
That's right.
And I mentioned a couple of other businesses and restaurants on our 30% off store. Like I mentioned Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've gone there.
Like we've had lunch there.
Yeah, love lunch over at Kobe.
Kobe's good. Drinks are good. And so is the food.
Where are we going online, Mick?
Well, as you know, if you've been listening to the news last night or this morning, Notre Dame, which in French means Our Lady, and the full name is Notre Dame de Paris, Our Lady of Paris, caught fire. And it's out now, but I thought...
You ever been there, Mick?
I have been to France. I've been to Paris a few times. I've never gone to, or have not yet. I hate saying never, because never is a long time.
It is.
I have not yet been to Notre Dame.
They say that's one of the most popular spots to visit in Paris.
Yeah.
Over 10 million people every year
go
there. Wow.
Yeah. I think it might actually be, according to the Wikipedia page, which is where we're going to go, they say 12 million people a year.
Wow.
Yeah, 12 million people annually. And I guess it's Trump.
Except for Mick. Mick didn't go.
I didn't go. That's
right. Mick!
So 12 million minus one. Every year, like
kicking yourself now.
When's he coming?
How many times have you been to France?
I think because my parents are both from Europe, so they go back to visit their family. And when we used to drive or take the train, we have to go through, from Switzerland to Sweden. So we have to sort of skirt and go through. And so we've been there a few times, and I'd say I've been there 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Metz, Paris a bunch of times. The Eiffel Tower, we visited that a couple of times.
All right. Okay. You get points for that,
that's
Mick.
The most visited monument.
I would say so.
Yeah. And that's the most iconic. But Notre Dame is next. So, so websites, you can go, the Notre Dame has a website. It's NotreDameDeParis.fr, because of course France, .fr, that's an international top-level domain.
Mm-hmm.
Com and net and org, those are all called top-level domains, FR for France. So Notre Dame de Paris. But you can go
learn
to
something new here.
Just do a search for Notre Dame Cathedral in Google and scroll down past all the news. And that's sort of interesting that if you type in something that's in the news, Google will aggregate all that stuff to you so you don't really have to go. I mean, it's all right there. A whole bunch of news posts, a whole bunch of...
I went to the Wikipedia yesterday after I heard the news announcement, and already somebody had updated the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
How cool is that? It's amazing.
Yeah. So, and that's, Wikipedia's good for that. People say, oh, I hate Wikipedia. It's it's crap. But no, it's...
Don't be a hater.
It's good. I mean, it's you and me doing it, and someone watched the news, and they updated it, and all that, and that's it. So, so scroll down and go to the Wikipedia page, because it is just packed with information, because it's a research website, Wikipedia is. So, Notre Dame de Paris, Our Lady of Paris, they started building it in the year... Now, we think that we've got some old buildings and old houses around here, but this building was begun under Bishop Maurice de Sully, just like the airplane pilot, in the year 1160.
That was a long time
ago.
That's
850 years ago, and it took them 100 years to complete phase one. They've been working on it ever since, but I think that's amazing.
The roof was all wood.
Yeah.
I was reading about the trees that they took. You think that wood was dry enough, for it to go up in flames yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
All that time. The spire apparently was only put up in the 1800s. And what's interesting is when the book came out, The Hunchback of Notre Dame in 1831, there was so much interest in it that they started a major restoration project that lasted 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And that is when they added the spire. So if the book had not come out, that restoration project might not have happened, and there might not have been the spire, which fell yesterday.
Well, a little bit of history from Mick.
A little bit of history.
Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Again, look for Mick at our 30% off store. The link is found at bear953.com, but you should really have bookmarked it by now. I don't want to lecture anybody.
No lecturing. It's too early for that. But you can learn something. Go to the article and read 5 minutes, so you know something about it when you talk around the water cooler today.
All right, Mick from Montague Webworks. Have a great day, buddy.
You too.
It's 7:59. This is Cody Johnson on Bear Country 95.3.